From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This month, we've been meeting hitmakers, people who make and sell songs that go to the top of the charts. In Nashville and Atlanta, New York and L.A., they are focused on producing the pop song of the moment. But as NPR's Zoe Chase reports, they also study the music of their parents and grandparents.
Picture this. Pop music writer Ryan Tedder driving around Los Angeles, drumming his fingers on the dash, listening to his favorite radio station.
When I'm in the car, I have Sirius Radio and I listen to the 40s on 4, which is, you know, all 1940s music.
This is a guy who writes and sings pop music that plays on today's commercial pop radio. But he's not listening to those stations hoping to hear his own songs. Those are songs sung by the likes of Leona Lewis and Beyoncé, and also by Tedder himself, as frontman of his own band, One Republic. But here's the song he wants to write.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late.
I mean, it has a soul to it that just is completely non-existent in music today. I feel like if Frank Sinatra, and you know, and I'm writing it, so writing a lot of what's happening today, so I guess I could point the finger back at myself for propagating some of this, but you know, when you think about a song like At Last.
At Last.
I could write that song now and give it to, let's say, a Mariah Carey or whomever, and it wouldn't work. You'd put it out at radio and it would die instantly.
Over. And life is like a song.
Try and think about that working today. It's just not, I mean, it's like, forget it. It's too melodical. You know, it's too musical. It's not, it doesn't have an 808 drum kit behind it, and it's not programmed to be playing in a club.
Everyone we interviewed for our series on hitmakers agreed with Ryan Tedder. A hit song is always a product of its moment. The very nature of a hit is that it's fleeting.
It's a blueprint.
LaShawn Daniels has been writing hit songs for more than 10 years.
You can definitely go back in the 40s and everything and just dissect the elements of that hit record, the emotion of the time frame, what was going on in that time period to the people, because it translates the emotion of that era.
It's not just the Rat Pack or Motown that today's writers keep in their back pocket.
I was in the gym today and Thriller came on.
Makeba Riddick writes commercial pop songs with Daniels.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this is like the biggest record of all time.
Right.
But could I hear it on the radio today?
It was fresh and brand new right now if it came out today.
No.
But here's how Thriller is relevant to today's hitmakers. Here's why they study up on the hits of the 40s, 50s, 60s, because they will take elements of what worked then, say a lyric, a bass line, and build a song that'll top the charts right now.
So many of those old records have been sampled and become number one records all over again. So I definitely think that you could give a record a facelift and it could be a hit.
This is what the 1982 hit Tainted Love sounded like when it was reworked into the hit song SOS in 2006. Evan Bogart wrote it. He's another one who's written for the likes of Beyoncé, Britney Spears, and Rihanna.
We took what we thought were the most memorable parts of Tainted Love, which were the bassline melody and the synth, the doo-doo, and we reinterpolated that. And then, you know, I wrote on top of it what a young female's new version of Tainted Love would be. Like, the only line I used from the original is tossing and turning, you know, can't sleep at night.
This is what made SOS a hit. It's fresh, but calls back to what you heard on the ice skating rink, what you heard your parents play before you could choose your own music. But there's one problem with that approach.
If you sample everything today, what are you going to sample in 20 years?
Quincy Jones. That's the guy we need. He's maybe the only person alive who's been making mega hits since the 1940s. Jazz hits, soul hits, Motown hits, pop hits. He produced Thriller. He's going to tell us about the connection between the hits today and the hits of 60 years ago. Now think back to today's music writers driving around L.A. listening to Count Basie and his orchestra. That's not just a writer with his head in the sand, nostalgic for an era where pop cost a nickel. That's a writer who's developing tomorrow's hit songs. Because from Basie to Katy Perry, what worked in the 40s, worked in the 70s, works right now.
In the 30s and 40s, Basie was one of the biggest bands in America, and the bass drum was four to the floor. Gong, 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 gong. Exactly the same as disco. Exactly.
Four to the floor. It's got a good beat. You can dance to it. It's a hit. Zoe Chace, NPR News.
Teenage Dream by Katy Perry was the number one single for 2 weeks this fall, one of three number one hits she had in 2010. Here at Year's End, we'll take a quick note of some of the biggest names on the charts this year.
And Katy Perry is one of three women who dominated the Billboard Hot 100. Going back to January, a new name was zipping up the charts, Kesha, with an ode to too much partying.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
TikTok stayed at the top for 9 weeks, longer than any other song this year.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
After 2 months, Kesha finally seated her number one spot. Then in March, Rihanna staked her first claim of the year on the Hot 100.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is she big enough? Take it, take yeah. it, baby, baby, yeah. take it, take yeah. it, baby. Yeah. Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is she big enough? Take it, take yeah. it, baby, baby, yeah. take it, take
Rihanna
it.
Rihanna would go on to have a total of four number one songs on the charts this year, more than any other artist.
By another measure, there was a singer who was even more popular, Justin Bieber. His video for Baby has more views than any other music video on YouTube.
More than 400 million views, and Justin Bieber never once made it to the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for 2010. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.